Hi, we're on vacation this week, so we're bringing you the best of the Who Cares news. Today's episode will take you back to June of 2020 when Kim Kardashian decided she wanted to start a podcast and Elon Musk set the record straight about whom and who he was and was not dating at the right time. And don't forget, on the over the weekend, the world was supposed to end. Remember that? So all that and more, and sit back, relax, and enjoy this repeat episode from the best of the Who Cares News. We'll be back on Monday, the 14th of December. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday. Yeah. Okay, some random wacky facts for today. Are you ready for the wacky facts?
I'm ready.
There are approximately 200 different types of fungi on your feet right now. Did that like freak you out or what?
Yeah, because I'm thinking there's more than 200 fungi, but on my feet?
All on your feet right now. Held in there by the socks and the sweat and the The average adult produces the average adult produces 500 liters of urine a year.
Okay.
Which is enough to fill three bathtubs.
Huh.
There's been days when
sometimes I think that's it.
Felt like I could fill a whole bathtub. Yeah. When the breathalyzer was created in the 1930s, it had a cool name. It was called
Blow Me?
The Drunkometer. I like Blow Me better.
Oh, nice.
The Drunkometer.
The Drunkometer.
The character who made the most appearances on Seinfeld outside of the four main characters was Ruthie Cohen, a waitress and cashier at the diner.
Well, that would make sense.
She was in 101 of the 180 episodes, usually just in the background.
That would make sense.
Just in the background.
Like Gunther.
Gunther did always have a line, though. He was always in the background in Friends. We're talking about Gunther and Friends, Central Park, but he always had at least one line.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right, it's time for the Who Cares news for this Friday. What's going on?
Well, Kim Kardashian, she's decided to do a podcast.
Really?
It's not
really.
It's not going to be a mindless reenactment.
There goes the podcast network.
Too bad you can't get her on Mouthful Media.
I don't want her on Mouthful Media.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Then she'd be like, then we couldn't talk about her on the Who Cares News.
No, that's true.
And then
never mind.
We'd lose it all.
So it won't be a mindless reenactment of coup d'etat shenanigans. It's going to be dedicated to Kim's pet passion. And man, I can't believe I'm about to say this. She's doing a good thing.
She's doing
prison reform.
Oh, right. I gotcha.
I hate to put good things and Kim in the same sentence. The Wall Street Journal reports that Kim and Spotify have inked a deal for a podcast that would focus on the work of the Innocence Project.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit legal organization seeking to overturn wrongful convictions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing good.
That's a good thing.
Doing good.
So in a recent interview, because Kim is still Kim, in a recent interview, Kim opened up about her passion for the project. I never knew much about the system until I started to dig in. And once I learned and saw how many things were wrong, I really couldn't stop.
Oh, my God.
Now, Kim, as we have pointed out recently or previously, she's seeking a career in law. So there's that. I can just see it, and not that this is all a bad thing, but I can just see it in the courtroom. She approaches a bench and leans forward. Your Honor.
It leans forward.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she swaggers away.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the gavel comes down. Innocent!
God.
No start date's been set, but we wanted you to know so you can be on the lookout. You're welcome.
You're welcome very much. I mean, you know, the thing is that this whole lawyer thing, I don't think she's ever going to get there.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. She's got to pass the bar, pass the bar, and then I don't know that I would trust, who's going to use her besides her friends? Kim, you're a lawyer now. Can you represent me? I got a court case I gotta do. girlfriend, you need to help me out. Maybe. Owe me a solid.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think that's happening. You know, though, who would make a good lawyer?
Who's that?
Halle Berry would make a good lawyer. I think she would. She's an arbiter.
All right, moving on.
All right, okay.
Elon Musk is speaking up. I would imagine he is. After Johnny Depp's claim that he and ex Amber Heard and Cara Delevingne got it on.
Oh my God.
Together.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Look, you know what? I mean, it's a threesome. A lot of people have this thing. Married. Yeah, it's like, you know?
Moving on.
Moving on.
In an exclusive statement to Page Six yesterday, Elon claimed, Cara and I are friends, but we've never been intimate. She would confirm this. Also, I wish to confirm again that Amber and I only started going out about a month after her divorce filing.
I don't think that
I was ever even in the vicinity of Amber during their marriage.
Look, Johnny Depp's Cato Kaelin guy.
Yeah.
The ex-husband of Amber's best friend, yes. BFF. Uh-huh. I listened yesterday to the show. I figured that out. It's like, this was the guy who was living in one of Johnny Depp's pads.
Yes.
For free. Rent free. Cato Kaelin.
Right.
Cato Kaelin. And he's the one who said he witnessed. Uh-huh. He witnessed Elon and Amber having late night get-togethers while she was still married to Johnny
while he was on set. Yep.
He was off. And see, I always wonder that about these stars. These big stars, they go away for months at a time on these locations, especially like he went to the Caribbean, right?
Yes,
they did Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean.
Or New Zealand, wherever they went to.
No, I think, they might have gone to New Zealand too, but I know there's an island in the Gulf of Mexico that Disney used to film those movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, they called it, I think it's El Tortito, but I'm going to call it El Torito. How?
It just makes me think of
Island El Torito.
Food, and now I'm hungry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shall I catch up on that?
No.
Anyway, the deal is that they would go to this thing, and, you know, he wasn't flying home every weekend.
No. She was lonely.
Maybe they were just friends.
Oh, maybe they're just having
maybe they're coffee. Just, you know, watching Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sitting and having a few coffee drinks. I like that.
Yeah.
Coffee drinks. Mm-hmm. And then Cato came over, whatever his name is. I don't know what the hell his name is. The guy who played Cato.
Did he come over or did he just
I don't know.
Him going
no,
back
he said
and
he
forth.
Saw them. He saw Elon going to Amber's late at night.
Yes.
He witnessed it late at night. Who's going to play Elon Musk in the movie? That's what I want to know.
Maybe, you know, check with Kim Kardashian. Maybe she can investigate this and prosecute or defend accordingly.
Have you seen this? Perry Mason is being remade.
Really?
Matthew Rhys is going to play Perry Mason. It's a miniseries on, I think it's on Hulu or Netflix or one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, but Matthew Rhys or Rhys. Is it Rhys? It's Rhys, Rhys from Brothers and Sisters and the Americans. Uh-huh. Yeah, and husband to...
yes.
Carrie Russell.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
Yeah. So he's going to play Perry Mason. I don't think he's old enough to play Perry Mason. Certainly not fat enough to play Perry Mason.
He's getting older. That's why makeup's hard.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know how we got on Perry Mason. Oh, Kim Kardashian.
No, we got there from the Johnny Depp story.
Right, but then we talked about Kim Kardashian being a lawyer, and then that got me triggered on the Perry Mason thing.
Okay.
And Halle Berry,
you know what? You need
we're
to
sorry.
Step away from the microphone.
I do. I've got too much on
step
my mind.
Step away.
I'm gone.
Golly.
All right, have yourself a good weekend. We'll see you Monday, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.